you for calling Pfizer First Connect. This call may be monitored for quality assurance. If you're calling about the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, please visit www.cvdvaccine.com. That's www.cvdvaccine.com. For information such as storage, administration, and other frequently asked questions about our COVID-19 vaccine, or to hear this information now, please say COVID or press 1. Otherwise, please stay on the line. Thank you for calling Pfizer First Connect. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes. Pfizer respects your privacy. For details about how we collect and use personal information, including applicable U.S. state privacy rights and notices for a California resident, please visit www.pfizer.com/privacy. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911 or call your local emergency department to report a suspected side effect, adverse reaction, or concern about a Pfizer product, say report, or press 1. Otherwise, if you are a healthcare professional, please say healthcare professional. Or if you are a consumer, please say consumer.
Consumer.
If you are a healthcare professional, please say healthcare professional now. Or if you are a consumer, please say consumer now.
Consumer.
So I can get you the help you need, please choose one of the following options. If you need help paying for your medicines and would like to be connected to Pfizer RxWave to learn about the Pfizer Patient Assistance Program offerings, which include insurance support, copay assistance, or savings card program, say financial assistance. If you are calling regarding an over-the-counter product, such as Advil, Centrum, or Nexium 24-hour, say over-the-counter. Otherwise, for information about a Pfizer product, say product information.
Product information.
If you need help paying for your medicines and would like to be connected to Pfizer Rx Pathways to learn about the Pfizer Patient Assistance Program offerings, which include insurance support, copay assistance, or savings card program, say financial assistance. If you are calling regarding an over-the-counter product, such as Advil, Centrum, or Nexium 24-hour, say over-the-counter. Otherwise, for information about a Pfizer product, say product information.
Product information.
Okay, please say the name of the product you're calling about. So I can get you to the right
Comirnaty?
Place. Please say the name.
Comirnaty?
I'm sorry I'm having trouble understanding you. Please hold, and I will connect you to a representative who will be able to assist you. Please note, your call will continue to be monitored and recorded for quality assurance when you speak with a representative.
Thank you for calling the Pfizer Customer Response Center. Your call will be recorded and may be monitored. Please hold for the next available product specialist. In the event you provide any personal information to us, please know that Pfizer respects your privacy. If you have any questions about our privacy practices, please visit us at www.pfizer.com/privacy. Product specialist. holding. Product specialists are still busy assisting other callers. Please continue to hold. Your call will be answered in the order in which it was received.
John, I had a question. Me and my husband were wanting to get the COVID vaccine, and we want to find out when the new one's going to be available here. We're in Texas. It's the, I might not pronounce it right. It's called like Comirnaty.
Oh, yeah. You know, you're pronouncing it correctly. Oh, yeah. So I've been more than happy. Did you say your name is Jen?
No, my name's Dawn.
Dawn. Oh, I do apologize, Ms. Dawn. Yes, so I'd be more than happy to get you connected to our medical professionals for our medical information team to have more information about the availability of our products.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Now, before I get you there, I do want you to know, Ms. Dawn, that Pfizer respects your privacy. For details about how we collect and use personal information, including applicable U.S. state privacy rights and notices for California residents, please visit Pfizer.com/privacy. And if my name is Dawn, may I please have your last name and your phone number?
Oh, sure. My phone number is 832-858-1209, and my last name is Lawrence.
All right. And is that L-A-U or L-A-W?
L-A-W.
Okay. All right, Ms. Lawrence. And then may I please have your zip code?
Oh, sure. It's 77521.
All right. Thank you so much for providing that information. So I'd like to provide you with the direct number to medical information before I transfer you over.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Whenever you're ready.
I'm just grabbing my pen. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So the number is 800.
Okay.
438.
438.
Yes. 19. 85.
198. Option number 2.
3.
Oh, 3. Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And if I may place you on a brief hold, I'll get you transferred to medical information.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, hold please.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding the floor.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
I was just thanking you for holding the floor. I have Ms. RJ on the line. She's a medical professional from the medical information team. She'll go ahead and assist you from here.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling Pfizer. You're connected.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lila. Hi, ma'am.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am. This is RJ once again from Pfizer Medical Information, and I do want to remind you that this call continues to be recorded for quality and training purposes. So let me just verify your phone number in case you get disconnected. Is it 832-858-1209?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for that, ma'am. And Delilah had briefed me information about your inquiry. Let me just verify that it's about the Comirnaty or the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine.
Yes, yes. I was trying to get information because me and my husband want to get that one since that's the only one that's been FDA approved from my knowledge. So I was trying to figure out when we're going to be able to get it.
You wanted to know when the availability of community-labeled vaccines will be available. Would that be right?
Yes, yes. Because I just want to make sure because I wanted to get the one that was fully FDA approved, and it's that one, right?
Well, community is FDA approved for providing vaccination in prevention of COVID-19 for 16 years of age and older, ma'am.
Okay.
And it is also known as the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. So the Comirnaty and the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, they have the same formulation and they can be used interchangeably. And they are made using the same processes and there are no differences between them in terms of safety or effectiveness. And at this time, ma'am, the EUA-labeled product, which is the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, will continue to be shipped and be available. We are not aware of additional information on the timing of availability of community-labeled vaccines at this time, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I might not understand then what's going on right now. So I can take the... So we can actually go get the Pfizer one now because that one, it's the same thing as the Comirnaty, because that one, so it's FDA, that one's fully FDA approved as well, right?
As I have mentioned, ma'am, the Comirnaty and the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, they have the same formulation and they can be used interchangeably.
Okay, great. But I just want to make sure, because it kind of scares me when the other shots weren't fully FDA approved, that one, that kind of scared me. I wanted, you know, the full FDA approval just to make sure all the studies and everything were done first. So I just want to make sure before we go get it that, so the they're both of them, the Comirnaty and the Pfizer one that's out right now, the biotech, they're both FDA approved then.
So with regards to FDA approval, ma'am, as I have mentioned, the Comirnaty is FDA approved for providing COVID-19 prevention for the adults 16 years of age and older, whereas the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, it has emergency use authorization for a two-dose primary series for individuals 12 years of age and older, for the third primary series dose, and for a single booster dose, ma'am. That's why it would be best, ma'am, if we recommend that you speak with your healthcare provider for more information about the Comirnaty and the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine on whether which one is it that you are getting. But based on our information, ma'am, both have the same formulation and they can be used interchangeably. So they are made using the same processes and there are no differences between them in terms of safety or effectiveness.
Oh, okay. Then... Can you just answer me this? Because I'm sorry. The whole thing confuses me. And me and my husband just want to make sure, you know, we take the right one. So from what I'm understanding, then the Pfizer one that's out right now, that one is still under the EUA. But the Comirnaty is the one FDA approved. But they're actually the same exact thing, right?
Yes, ma'am. They have the same formulation in terms of their ingredients and in terms of safety or effectiveness. There are no differences between them. And in terms of formulation, they have the same formulation, and that is why they can be used interchangeably, ma'am. They are made using the same processes.
Oh, okay. Then the only thing I don't understand then, if they're exactly the same thing, why is the biotech still under the emergency use instead of being FDA approved then?
Well, with regards to the emergency use authorization for the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, as I have mentioned, the BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine has received emergency use authorization for providing a two-dose primary series in individuals 12 years of age and older, whereas the Comirnaty, it is FDA approved for providing two-dose series for prevention of COVID-19 for 16 years of age and older. And for if you will be getting a third primary series or a single booster dose, that would be under emergency use authorization. That has not been approved yet by the FDA, ma'am.
Okay, so even... No, I know, I'm sorry. This is just so confusing. If I understood this stuff better. So I think, I'm so sorry. And I'm sure y'all get this all the time. I apologize. Okay, so I think I completely get it. Just let me make sure I got it right, and then I'll let you go because I know y'all are busy. But I can take the
Okay.
I can take the Pfizer biotech one that's out right now, even though it's still an EUA. Because you're saying the Comirnaty that is fully FDA approved, they're exactly the same thing, exactly same ingredients. So even though it's only EUA approved right now, it's still technically the same thing. So it's basically like being FDA approved then, huh? Kind of.
They would have the same formulation and they can be used interchangeably, as I have mentioned them.
Okay.
So there are no differences between them in terms of safety or effectiveness, ma'am. And as I have mentioned them, it would be best if you could speak with your healthcare provider, your vaccination provider, or your doctor to be able to determine on whether or not the Comirnaty or the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine will be given to you as an with regards to its FDA approval being approved for a two-dose series for 16 years of age and older, or whether you're getting it as a two-dose primary series for 12 years of age and older, or third primary series for a single booster dose. If you have further questions about the FDA approval and EUA authorization for this vaccine, Comirnaty, the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, you could always speak to your healthcare provider about this information.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I will definitely do that. And one last question. I will feel better taking the Comirnaty since that's the one that's FDA approved. Do you have any time frame of when it might come out? I mean, it doesn't even have to be exact. Are they thinking maybe like a couple months or a year? Like just kind of rough so I have an idea if I want to just wait for that one.
But as I have mentioned them at this time, we are not aware of additional information on the timing of availability of Comirnaty labeled vaccine.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for your time and help.
You're welcome, madam. Would there be anything else?
No, that should be it. Thank you.
Pfizer medical information, ma'am. There will be a brief survey at the end of this call if you wish to participate. Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.